So using this technique, I had fully formed a double, so I was able to travel out of body. And I was able to do that in dreaming. There's layers too. I experienced time-space as kind of like an onion. So when you get out of this perspective, which is a very safe one, by the way, we're designed to experience the world the way that we do. So what I did was I learned how to turn off my internal dialogue, which is kind of the point of meditating, right? You just learn how to shut your thoughts off, which is easier said than done. And when I had my thoughts shut off, I was able to like essentially channel or download information from all these entities that I was communicating with, both in dreaming and in person. And they taught me, and I've not read this anywhere, okay? This was knowledge I was taught directly by, I called them my allies, but I'm pretty sure they were demons. Or something, I don't know. They were Kingdom of Darkness critters. Not very nice, but they taught me how to essentially biohack using eye movement techniques. So during the day, they gave me a set of exercises to do with my eyeballs, focusing techniques, tracing techniques to essentially, it was biohacking, to train my rapid eye movement so I could completely control my dreaming. And that also lended to being able to control the movements of small animals in waking life. To train my rapid eye movement so I could completely control my dreaming.
The history of our Earth is so different from what we can imagine.
Enjoy the journey. The Smithsonian, that if they found out about a large skeleton somewhere, was to go get it.
I'm going to assume at least one person is right, because if one person's right, it busts the paradigm.
It all goes back to the fallen cherub. And the problem with the modern day church, they have a very truncated view of the supernatural.
This backdrop is just pregnant with all kinds of meaning associated with this Mount Hermon event.
And this guy defects from the kingdom. That's a big deal.
All right, welcome back to Blurry Creatures. We got another members episode for you. We got a great one today. Laura comes on the show and she tells her incredible story of a lifetime of blurriness. Everything from, you know, getting sort of going into witchcraft, but also coming out of it. A hopeful story and how that sort of took place. Just a lot of wild stuff we hear on our show, from astral projection, out of body, the silver cord, all these weird themes that, you know, some people will drop from time to time that Luke and I are not, we do not have degrees in these things. But, you know, it's great to hear the details to make sense of the things that, like, people will just drop on our show casually and keep going. Yeah. We don't really have the time necessarily to go into those topics. Kind of like the way the Genesis 6 event is just like, and there were blah, 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 and it just keeps going. Sometimes people do that on our show. There's this weird thing. They understand the paradigm. They understand exactly the term and what it means,
and how it works. And the mechanics, yeah. Right? And they're like, oh, and then this happens. And you're like, I don't know what that even is.
Yeah.
Like, no, and that's what I think. It's so, yeah, great. You know, Laura's a member, and she has an amazing testimony of being set free, but also just sort of going to the darkest of dark places. Witchcraft, shamanism, out of body, astral projection, remote
dreams.
Viewing.
A lot of dreams.
Yeah, lucid stuff. Dreaming. You know, to the point where in the occult, as we've come to find out, you keep leveling up, and she leveled almost all the way up, and then, you know, she was and then she's rescued. God swoops in and rescues her.
Yeah.
And like you said, right? It's really cool when a lot of thematic things come together in a cohesive story, and it just so happens to be her testimony, which is more impactful. So, really excited about this episode. Really, really, really amazing. You know, these things happen organically if you're listening. Because folks reach out. So if you have a story,
yeah,
you know, a blurry experience, if you will, reach out to us. And it's just an email, info@blurrycreatures.com.
Mm-hmm.
We get about 100 emails a day, Nate, but you know, we do our best to sift through and shoot emails back to people. Laura's one of those people. Yeah. And the way to listen to an episode like this and an entire catalog of exclusive episodes is to become a member. So members are what give us the juice, keep this show rolling. You can check out, you know, all the things that come along with a membership at blurrycreatures.com/members. Of course, access to extra episodes. That's a big one. Extra content here, but also yeah. You get private channels, Nate. We got a Facebook, a Discord, a Telegram, discounts on merch, first crack at tickets, right? We've got events coming up. We're teasing BlurryCon in the fall. Yeah. Maybe a couple of things between there. We haven't really sussed out, but may announce.
Costa Rica too. Who knows, Luke?
Who knows? Maybe a blurry cruise, you know?
No, I love it, though. This is like the Inception episode, you know? If you like that movie, you're going to like this episode, and there's a lot of themes in and out of that, so... I love how, you know, we think in 80s movies, but that's a little bit more new. But you know what I'm saying?
It is.
Still just as weird and interesting how sort of the paranormal and the blurryverse is sprinkled throughout so much of the media that we consume. And then you hear people's actual real life stories. And you go, wait a minute, where are they pulling this from? So, like Luke said, become a member, listen to this one. We're going to hop into Laura's testimony. It's really wild. And thank you guys for supporting the show. Thank you for coming to events. Thank you for helping us produce this. It's just us kind of traversing through the Blurryverse, and you guys are coming along with us and help us do that. So I'm forever grateful for everyone who supports the show. We'll see you in this one.
All right.